Research is threatening to make the controversial world of embryonic stem cells even more controversial and make President Bush's decision about whether to allow federal funding for such research more difficult. Scientists at the Jones Institute for Reproductive Medicine in Norfolk, Virginia, report today they have derived embryonic stem cells from embryos that were created explicitly for research purposes. Until now, these cells typically had been retrieved from embryos that were left over following in vitro fertilization. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Many scientists believe embryonic stem cells have the potential to revolutionize medicine. The reason is they are cells with the unique ability to turn into any kind of cell in the body, and so might someday be used to replace nerve cells or heart cells or pancreas cells destroyed or damaged by disease. But as their name suggests, most embryonic stem cells are derived from human embryos, and that prompts careful consideration.
Before I started the work, I certainly did a lot of soul-searching about what I thought was right and wrong.
James Thompson is the University of Wisconsin scientist who first successfully derived embryonic stem cells from human embryos.
In the end, in my own mind, what it came down to is that in basically all countries that have IVF clinics, embryos are frozen. The fate of those embryos is put in the hands of the couples, and embryos are routinely thrown out. To me, regardless of what you think the status of the preimplantation embryo is, it seems to me a much better ethical choice to actually do something useful with those embryos rather than just throw them out.
But researchers at the Jones Institute, one of the first IVF clinics in the country, looked at the issue in a different way. William Gibbons, a reproductive endocrinologist at the Institute, argues that most people who create embryos as part of a fertility procedure do so because they want those embryos to become children, not so they can be used in scientific experiments. On the other hand, says Gibbons, people who are donating eggs or sperm, what scientists call gametes, and are told their gametes are only to be used for stem cell research, are in a very different position.
Perhaps the clearest form of informed consent would come from a process in which the person producing the gametes knew from the very beginning that this was the intent for the utilization of those gametes. And this also then allowed for the psychological evaluation of those people that suggested that they would approve use of their gametes in that way.
So that's how the Jones Institute scientists proceeded. As they describe in the current issue of the journal Fertility and Sterility, the researchers created 40 early embryos called blastocysts using eggs and sperm donated by people who didn't know each other. Using the techniques developed by Wisconsin's James Thompson, they derived three cell lines that showed several of the characteristics of embryonic stem cells. It will take more study to prove that these cells are really embryonic stem cells. Now, the Jones Institute received no federal money for this work, so it does not fall under current prohibitions on using government money for embryo research. And for some ethicists, the Jones Institute's approach resolves some ethical questions about using embryos as a source for stem cells. The conventional way of looking at the ethical consequences of embryo research is to focus on loss or damage to the embryo.
A less conventional view focuses not on embryonic loss, but instead on the effects on already living adults.
Alta Sharo is a law professor at the University of Wisconsin who deals with questions of bioethics. She says couples who donate an embryo for research are likely to still have some emotional attachment to that embryo.
Because from their point of view, that embryo had at some point embodied a potential child. And so to obtain eggs from somebody and sperm from somebody else, where these two people are not connected, where they have no emotional relationship with one another, and where they never had any reproductive expectations from this gamete retrieval, is to ensure completely that there will be no subsequent regret on the part of the adults whose body tissues were used to create an embryo that subsequently is destroyed in research.
But Cheryl readily acknowledges that many people will be uncomfortable with the notion of anyone creating embryos so they can be destroyed in research. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.